Perek Dalad Mishnah Yud Aleph, the 11th Mishnah in the 4th chapter in Kiddushin. Isha Shinosisi B'medinas Hayam, Hare Hi Zo. If a person says that he went away to a faraway place and he returns back home and he says the following, I married a certain woman in a faraway place, and behold, this is her, this is her, she. And not only that, but what else does he say? Ve'elu vaneha, and these are her children. Mevi raya ha'isha, enotzaraf havi raya al habanim. He must produce proper documentation that his wife is of appropriate lineage, that she does not have a certain blemish in her lineage. But he does not have to produce such evidence for the children, because they're her children. And they are sticking to her, they are holding on to her, and as we said in the previous Mishnah, if these children hang around this lady, we assume, yes, they are in fact really connected, and they are her children. Mesa veluvanat, rechlahavi raya, ha'isha ve'al habanim. In the situation where he traveled to a faraway place, and he returns home, and he says, I married a lady in a faraway land, unfortunately she died, and these are her children. These children were born to me from her in this faraway place. In such a situation, he has to bring evidence that his wife was proper lineage, and also for the children, because they're not clinging to her, because there's no mother, and therefore they need to be, need to demonstrate proof that they are in fact of proper descent, and he would need to prove that his deceased wife is also of proper lineage as well. Mishnah Yud Beis, the 12th Mishnah. This Mishnah deals with a totally different topic, and that is the Isser of Yichud, the prohibition of being alone with a woman. Lo yis yachid adam im shtei nashim, aval isha chas misyachedes im shnei anashim. A person is not allowed to be alone even with two women, even if they are of proper character. Reason being, there's a concern that both of them could become seduced, and maybe even they would cover up for each other's inappropriate behavior. However, one woman would be allowed to be secluded and alone with two men. The reason being that each one would be embarrassed in front of his friend, and therefore they would not commit a sin, according to our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Af Ish Echad Misyached Im Shtei Nashim. Rabbi Shimon says that it is permitted for a man to be alone with two women. When is this? In a situation, Bizman Sheishto Imo, in a situation when he is with his wife. And not only that, V'yashen Imahem Bapundaki, V'pnei Sheishto Mishar Marto. That Rabbi Shimon explains that he would even be allowed to be in the same hotel, the same inn, because his wife would watch him and make sure that he behaves appropriately. According to other commentaries, they explain Rabbi Shimon a little bit different. And that is, when his wife is with him, he can even be alone with one woman. The only reason why he says to women, either because of the way the Mishnah began, the Tanakama, the language of Tanakama, or there even is another way of understanding, that Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the Tanakama, and he says that one, just like one woman can be alone with two men, so too one man can be alone with two women, even if his wife would not be with him. And if his wife is with him, he'd be allowed to sleep with them in the same hotel. Or those are different ways of understanding that phrase of the Mishnah. So Machlokes Rishonim, exactly what Rabbi Shimon is coming to modify, to add, to clarify, and to argue, as we just Misyached Adam im imo v'invito v'yashin imahim v'kiruv basar. Our Mishnah tells us that a man or a boy really can be alone with his mother, with his daughter. He can even sleep with them in kiruv basar, in close proximity. The reason is understood by the Gemara, there's no taiva, there's no temptation, and therefore there is no fear of sin. Vimigdilu, what happens if they're now a little bit older? The son and the daughter have matured. What then is the halacha? So yishena b'chsusa v'zei yoshin b'chsusa. The Mishnah says, in the situation they are both adult, the son and the daughter are mature, meaning 13 for a man and 12 for a woman. If, however, there's a sense of embarrassment, even at a younger age, then still, the parents should not be in close proximity, which really means naked in front of their child. There is another opinion in the Gemara that says adult age doesn't mean bar and bas mitzvah, but rather for a boy is 12 and for a girl is 9, if they have exhibited signs of puberty. And if they have demonstrated these signs, then even at a younger age they'd not be able to sleep naked with their parents. Rather, as our Mishnah said, they each have to be clothed in order for them to be in the same bed.